Assalamualaikum dan selamat pagi. Anda bersama dengan saya, Ashraf Ruslan.
Dan saya, Suraya Mia.
Mia, pagi Sabtu ni kita sebenarnya ada banyak benda yang kita nak sembangkan sebenarnya. Ada ada topik yang menarik kita nak bawakan. Tapi saya nak tanya Mia lah. Mia, kalau Mia selalu keluar pagi-pagi kan? Pagi-pagi ke ataupun nak pergi berjalan dengan kawan-kawan, fashion macam mana yang Mia akan bawa?
Okey, tu soalan cepu Mas sebab... Kalau kita keluar pagi memang different daripada kita keluar petang atau keluar dengan kawan-kawan. Tapi kalau korang kenal Mia, memang suka streetwear ataupun campuran feminine dan masculine. You know, sekarang zaman sekarang kan banyak orang yang kedepankan fashion street ataupun you know, like streetwear, something a little bit masculine, something a little bit like oversized, tapi at the same time you maintain you punya style tu sendiri, which is feminism.
Yeah. Dan sebenarnya
macam kita pakai sekarang ni.
Sebenarnya Mia, kita nak bercakap mengenai satu event yang akan datang ni, sebab Ashraf memang setiap tahun takkan lepaskan peluang lah. So
of
event
course.
Apa sebenarnya Mia?
Jadi of course kita berbual pasal fashion ni sebab suasana KL Fashion Week kembali rancak dan kali ini ia lebih bermakna sempena edisi ke-10 atau satu dekad KL Fashion Week. Jadi untuk tahun ini, platform bagi industri fashion tempatan bersatu itu menampilkan lebih 40 koleksi pakaian sedia ada atau ready to wear pereka fashion tempatan. Sebagai contoh, kita ada Super Sunday, Fizzy Woo, Rizman Ruzaini
dan sebagainya. Namun ada cerita di sebalik kejayaan KLFW dan bagaimana ia kekal selama 10 tahun. Jadi hari ini kita nak bersama dengan pengasas Kuala Lumpur Fashion Week, Mr. Andrew Tan, dan juga pengarah Super Sunday, Encik Zulkifli Saleh ataupun Bob. Selamat datang ke studio kami di awal ni pagi.
Terima kasih.
So, bagi semua okey?
Yes.
Serius? Okey. Okay. KL Fashion Week dah nak dekat.
Yes.
Saya yakin Mr. Andrew pun excited. Ini merupakan tahun ke-10 dan apa ni, saya panggil Bob lah senang.
Ya, Bob.
Bob pun mesti excited. Kalau kita dah sembang-sembang tadi, 15 tahun dalam industri fashion.
Yes.
Dan dah lebih kurang 6 tahun bersama dengan KL Fashion Week.
Yep.
Jadi saya nak tanyalah, mungkin apa kejutan yang akan ada untuk KL Fashion Week?
Dengan cerita memang ada some surprise ataupun performance yang gah. Cuba mungkin Bob boleh ceritakan sikit.
Ya, tiap-tiap tahun kita ada buat something yang very different lah from other designer kan. Sebab saya rasa KL Fashion Week dia bagi kita a good platform untuk local brand express dia punya creativity, and lucky to have KL Fashion Week, and kita nak say thanks to KL Fashion Week, so we did the same as KL Fashion Week. So kita invite like lots of collaboration macam Homeboys, Hikari Riders, and also have City Boys. City Boys is upcoming rappers group. So dia akan ada kan performing show dekat our show lah on that day. So lots of new club and also independent Indonesian brand.
Indonesian brand.
Yeah, streetwear brand.
Oh, okay.
Jadi our friends lah, kita punya kawan lama. So kawan lebih kurang 15 tahun juga. So this is our first debut collaboration lah dengan Indonesian brand SSST. It's a brand from Indonesia. So kita invite dia datang to do some release and also collaboration on that day. So kita launch collection and also preview at KL Fashion Week.
So ada juga apa pereka fashion antarabangsa atau collaboration, especially dalam you know, this region or this ASEAN region. So mungkin lepas ni boleh collaborate dengan different countries, maybe
Betul.
Thailand.
Yep. Okay, tapi bercakap mengenai KL Fashion Week kan, kita dah lihat 2 tahun sebelum ini kita ada COVID-19 melanda di seluruh dunia. Dan kalau kita lihat, kalau sebelum ni kita adakan KL Fashion Week ni secara fizikal.
Yeah.
Lepas itu bila dah ada pandemik berlaku, kita KL Fashion Week tetap diteruskan dengan digital dan kali ini diteruskan dengan secara fizikal
Life.
Kembali.
Yes.
So, mungkin Mr. Andrew boleh kongsikan apa cabaran dan mungkin transisi perubahan itu fizikal ke digital dan digital kembali pula kepada secara fizikal ini.
I think kalau digital, you are not in touch with reality because it's digital, you know. Obviously kita tak ada choice during a pandemic lockdown when kita ada peluang in 2020 kita dapat apa tu I call it tingkap buka untuk kita buat digital before actual lockdown. So we make an effort to make sure that we are able to still continue to continue doing digital, mm-hmm. because you know the rest of the world, everyone asks me what will happen, apa yang akan berlaku, do we still continue, we are unable to do physical. I said of course we do, like the rest of the world, the rest of the fashion capital of the world, we do digital. So we did digital, we still continue. That's why I say many times KL Fashion Week is true to what we do as a platform to the Malaysian fashion designers. And the reality is people need to be physical. And that's why in 2021, bila kita dapat peluang to make it happen during Fasa 4, where we are allowed to do social event, I think KL Fashion Week, I was told, was the first physical event that happened in KL. So to me, I'm very proud because we need to make it happen, and we need to excite the industry back. We need to bring back the economy. We need to get people shopping back and supporting back the homegrown. That is my priority. Mm. Not so much of what goes on, you know, what people tend to talk about. But my priority is to make sure that the designers continue their business, you know, that is priority. So I'm very excited because this year is totally physical and we are going full capacity and we are celebrating our 10th year.
Mm. Right, jadi Ashraf, kalau kita tahu kan ini sudah edisi ke-10 KL Fashion Week. Betul. Kan. Bagaimana Andrew menceritakan tentang KL Fashion Week ni menjadi satu platform bagi, you know,
membawa,
promote atau expose kan kita punya local fashion designers kan. Jadi Andrew, bagaimana Andrew merancang untuk menggunakan platform KL Fashion Week ni untuk meletakkan jenama mereka fashion tempatan seperti Super Sunday dan yang lain-lain ke mungkin persada dunia?
I think kita sudah meletakkan designers Malaysian designers kita di already tangkap dun, how do you say?
Antarabangsa.
Di antarabangsa. Because why? As KL Fashion Week goes, has been continuing throughout the years, we have already created an impact through our Southeast Asia and Asia Pacific neighbours. And they already recognise us the Malaysian platform, which is KL Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. Not the platform Lions, only KL Fashion Week. And because it's being recognized Southeast Asia and Asia Pacific, every year, the media's fashion industry from this part of the Asia Pacific and Southeast Asia wanting to see our designers. Mm-hmm. They are willing to come in to see our designers. And of course, for me, that is an important factor because that is where it gives recognition untuk designer designer Malaysian designers to the world.
Hmm. Cerita tentang Malaysian designer, mungkin you nak tanya
macam mana. Tadi pun dah bagi akan berkolaborasi bersama dengan Preka Fashion ataupun jenama daripada Indonesia, dan kita melihat ini adalah satu pencapaian yang terbaik lah. Kan, sebab bila kita dah ada satu kolaborasi bukan saja di Indonesia, mungkin akan selepas ini akan bergabung pula dengan negara mereka-mereka ataupun jenama-jenama lokal daripada pelbagai negara. Saya nak tanya kepada Bob, bagaimana KL Fashion Week ini meletakkan jenama Super Sandi ini di peringkat
untuk
antarabangsa?
Untuk mencapai target audience.
Betul. Bukan saja di Malaysia, tapi di antarabangsa, betul?
Kita boleh mungkin boleh menceritakan tentang di Malaysia dahulu sebab itu memang kita punya target audience kan. Jadi how do you plan to reach that target audience in the mass as well as yang you know the target audience.
As yang saya tahulah sebab once kita dah reach to www means kita dah go global.
Yes.
So as long as digital still bergerak, then we already a global brands. But based in Malaysia, kan? So I tak limit kan the brand can go local or global. So since we do a brand digital and physical, we can go global as long the designer really put effort to create more creative project lah. So KL Fashion Week is the actual physical event to really macam express the opportunity for young designer, a new designer atau OG designer to like reach more audience. Sebab dah tak ada lagi event, physical event, I mean fashion show for Malaysia designer. Mm-hmm. So this is the only platform yang ada. So we use like very gunakan sepenuhnya. I mean the platform and the peluang lah. So that is why and that is how Super Sunday create ataupun use the opportunity lah.
Bob, kalau nak tahu kan, kalau kita berbual dengan orang, like, you know, not orang rakyat ke apa kan, kita tanya macam apa jenama mereka fashion streetwear local yang mereka tahu, mesti antara salah satunya akan diorang akan mention Super Sunday juga. So, Mia nak tahulah bagaimana Super Sunday kekal, you know, untuk ikut trend zaman sekarang yang sentiasa berubah, tetapi kekalkan identity uniqueness ataupun yang tersendiri Super Sunday itu.
Uh-huh. Saya rasa untuk kekal relevan ni satu benda yang sangat susah lah. Sebab kita kena selalu sensitif. So as a Super Sunday, kita kekal letakkan kita punya expectation at the very lowest part. So kita tak selalu puas dengan every project yang kita buat. Every year, the single mindset, kita tak pernah reach the goal. So kita push, every year kita push limit. So that's how kita kekal consistent and relevant every year, throughout the year lah. Sebab kita tak nak letak, oh okay, that in 2016, kita menang Young New Designers from Cat Fashion Week, bagi award. So, oh next year then tak nak buat lagi. So kita tak aim to take that kind of mindset. So kita letakkan kita punya low expectation as a boost every year. Sebab to compete dengan local designer, at that time kita buat brand, masa tu dah tak ada orang buat brand lagi masa tu. So kita create kita punya own opportunity, and then kita create own imagination to fight. Siapa kita nak fight? Tak ada apa nama, kita tak ada reference untuk kita jadikan mentor or competitor. So kita create kita punya own imagination. So that's how kita, cara kita survive to create, maintain relevant tu agak unik. Sebab kita lahir zaman tak ada lagi reference local brand. Or means brand.
Betul.
Mostly designers.
Yes.
So kita create, kita nak, sebab I was inspired by Indonesian punya brand. So a lot of Indonesian create their own brand to survive. So I pun nak create platform yang sama to like, kenapa kita tak ada brand kita sendiri yang kita proud. So means one day kita ada athlete pergi Olympic dan kita pakai own brand. Macam Nike, Americans wear Nikes. European wear brand Adidas. So China means Li-Ning. So Malaysian, what's next?
Super Sunday.
So this is, yeah, means my goal and our goal is create the whole identity for Malaysian brand and also Malaysian face. Yeah. So kita proud pakai kita punya brand. So kita bawa brand kita pergi global. So represent countries ni.
Okay Mia, sebenarnya banyak lagi yang kita nak bincangkan ataupun sembangkan bersama dengan
Mr.
Andrew.
Nanti kita akan tease lagi mungkin koleksi Bob. Super Sunday yang terbaru.
Betul.
Tetapi
kita nak berdiri rehat seketika, kembali selepas ni. Baiklah, kembali bersama dengan saya Ashraf dan juga Mia di Awani Pagi. Dan seperti mana yang kita tahu tadi, kita bawakan Mr. Andrew dan juga Bob untuk bincangkan mengenai KL Fashion Week dan juga brand lokal. Mia, kalau kita bercakap mengenai KL Fashion Week dah 10 tahun kan. Jadi sebenarnya kita nak melihat apa sebenarnya fokus ataupun apa lagi yang KL Fashion Week akan tawarkan selepas 10 tahun ini. Ini yang kita nak lihat sebab fashion tahun ini sudah penting, kita nak tahu apa yang Mr. Andrew akan bawakan untuk KL Fashion Week. Tapi untuk selepas ini, mungkin akan ada lebih banyak cabaran-cabaran yang mendatang. So, apa yang mungkin Mr. Andrew boleh kongsikan?
What is exciting is for the, I mean, KL Fashion Week is about, it's not just about the shows during the five days. It's just not the fashion week itself. KL Fashion Week must evolve. So, with evolving, we must always make sure that we want to take the industry to the next level. So, in September, kita akan launch a platform which is called Fashion Connect 0.22, 22nd September lah, this year 22. Fashion Connect, what is Fashion Connect? Fashion Connect is about the business of fashion. So kita akan ada satu hari where we will invite different panelists to come and speak to the industry. It's open, it's free. on a first come first serve basis to the creative industry, to anyone out there who wants to come and listen to our panelists, who we talk the business of fashion. So kita adalah manufacturer, it has not done before. So KL Fashion will do it. So this will be a yearly affair. So we will have this every year where we have manufacturers coming together, being there, we have panelists talking, advising, so that designers or anyone in the creative industry can come and get connected. That's why it's called Fashion Connect. Mm. And it is very important because we cannot just have the shows, the glamour, and you see on the runway, the collection. Yes, because after that, it goes into selling.
Itu mungkin the exposure,
yes,
but then to connect the dots. It's
correct.
All about networking.
Correct.
And that's all about the business side. Correct. That's very interesting. Tetapi kita nak lebih kenali lagi Super Sunday punya collection di KL Fashion Week nanti. Mungkin boleh tease sikit apa yang kita boleh expect for this latest show, KL Fashion Week,
which is happening. Dinantikan.
Ya, apa yang boleh dinantikan. Bagi teaser sikit lah.
Tahun ni saya boleh expect lebih lah. I mean, for audience kan. Kita entertain our own audience dengan lots of collaboration punya product release on that day. Mm. Yeah. And then very limited. It happen on digital platform. So on that day. So and then the collaboration means the title of the collection is Sunday Boys. So it's like the whole generation, the young generation yang, I mean, Super Sunday kali ini nak edit platform yang to express, to expose a new generation yang, which is lead the market next. Maybe not us, maybe this guy, this kind of group or brand yang we aim to collaborate, to expose. Like Kevish Week dah bagi kita platform, then we give the platform to our others, young generation designers, and also a new rappers. We last year is our first time to involve dengan performer. So this year kita bawa dia punya vibe, but a full scale audience lah. Mm-hmm. So last year about 150, then this year ada 300 lebih seat. So will be blast lah. So, and then tahun ni juga kita buat 30 look. So, lagi banyak daripada tahun lepas. Mm. So, it's going to be mass lah on stage. And also the performer, I think.
But macam kita tengok dekat visual yang mereka baru lay over tadi. Kan kita nampak ada orang beratur panjang-panjang. So, Bob ada mention kan Super Sunday nak buat limited. Is that a thing? Kalau kita tengok macam jenama-jenama antarabangsa, mereka suka buat this raffles and dia macam naikkan the quality of the product kan. Yep. So mungkin Bob boleh ceritakan sikit tentang plan tu dan bagaimana Super Sunday mungkin akan go towards that, leading this whole concept dekat Malaysia.
Okay. Tahun ni tahun yang sangat istimewa lah untuk Super Sunday, untuk kita, sebab tahun ni kita claim as a collaboration year for Super Sunday. So we start connecting the dots, siapa-siapa yang that we can see like a very strong player and new generation new player yang kita rasa ini kita perlukan as a brand, kita perlukan conversation through the community. So which brand yang kita nak start buat conversation. So that's why tahun ni kita start dengan I think bulan Jun tadi kita start do collaboration, and then suddenly dia punya effect, very strong effect, surprise from our side lah. Terkejut dengan dia punya queuing dengan 2 hari beratur sebelum release. So this year will be a lot of collaboration, a limited edition collection with young designer, new designer daripada Malaysia lah. I mean, ada yang 2 tahun, ada yang 10 tahun, ada yang 5 tahun. Kita start nak buat conversation and communication dengan player-player industri. So I rasa sebab Malaysia perlukan quality ataupun value limited edition ni.
Yes.
Sebab dah ramai sangat collector Super Sunday and also others brand. So we start connecting, merge the market. So the market will be evolve. So lagi mudah untuk market access kita, and then lebih mudah untuk new generation brand to expose dia punya brand. Sebab kita ada kedai Then kita release offline or maybe sometime online. So connecting ni yang saya rasa sangat penting untuk Super Sunday and also the brand lah for tahun ni.
I really like that, you know, the whole connection and collaboration thing. It also works in different aspects of life juga, macam sebagai kita media juga, yeah. You know, collaboration and making things limited.
I think for Bob from Super Sunday, he has a strategy. So that is why it's very important that designers have a strategy on what they do and how they market and how they sell. Itu yang paling mustahak, is to strategize the brand, you know.
Banyak juga kita belajar hari ini, ya.
Betul. Tapi Mesia Adul, kita nak tanyakan juga, untuk KL Fashion Week tahun yang ke-10 ni, berapa banyak designer lokal ataupun antarabangsa yang akan dibawa masuk untuk mempersembahkan koleksi mereka, dan mungkin ada tema-tema yang tertentu yang Mesia Adul akan pamerkan untuk KL Fashion Week tahun ini?
Untuk KL Fashion Week this year, kita ada 40 lebih Malaysian designers to showcase, and we have one that is going to be different because it's a brand from Thailand, so it will be featured, yeah, but it is just a collaboration between KL Fashion Week KL Fashion Week and this Thai brand that will showcase, because they are going to be selling in Malaysia. If I'm not wrong, they are already selling actually. So it's just an invitation, and I think it is also good because next year, as we are going to go and celebrate 2023, then we want it to be known in ASEAN. Mm-hmm. Whereby we would also like to extend invitation for selected ASEAN designers, young designers, to come and feature in Kuala Lumpur Fashion Week. So this is going to be a bigger picture lah untuk KL Fashion Week. Yes.
Itu memang sangat menarik and exciting. Tetapi sebenarnya Mia recently ada juga kerja dengan Andrew kan untuk preparation KL Fashion Week. Jadi Mia dapat tengok sendiri, you know, cara KL Fashion Week evolve daripada tahun ke tahun kan. This year sejak, you know, digitalization and sekarang kan generasi TikTok, generasi Reels. So KL Fashion Week ataupun Andrew, the founder of KL Fashion Week, is also trying to, you know, fit into the latest generation. So mungkin Andrew boleh ceritakan sikit tentang team baru KL Fashion Week sekarang macam mana?
Actually, selalunya a lot of people ask me apa team for this year. Actually, there is never a team. There is never a team. The team comes from the designers. Apa yang inspire dari designers collection, that is the theme. What the designer is going to show. The platform is the hub. We all come together to one hub to showcase the collection. But what you see is the theme from that design or that collection comes from each and every individual designers. And about technology, I mean, for as old as I am always open to technology. How immediate access, you know, like Bob say, www, the World Wide Web, you know. So each and every show, we need to make sure that it's out there live, you know, and it gets out there to the world. You know, I've always have a tagline for our for KL Fashion Week, Malaysia for the world. You know, so that is important. You know, so for me, I'm very excited about whatever technology would it be, TikTok, IG Live, or whatever.
Bagus juga, you have a lot of young people to help.
Correct.
Around, younger interns.
Yes, of course.
Fresh ideas.
Of course, we need fresh ideas. I know, and we. That's why to me, I love working with the young.
Mr. Andrew, secara ringkas, kalau kita lihat sekarang ni, kita dah ada KL Fashion Week, of course. Lepas tu kita ada juga Kedah Fashion Week, Penang Fashion Week dan sebagainya. Adakah Mr. Andrew ini melihat satu persaingan atau macam mana sebenarnya?
Like I said, KL Fashion Week is the true and one and only platform that is where we celebrate the Malaysian fashion industry. Itu saja. I think maybe when those who does their fashion week version, probably they are inspired of what we do. But in every fashion capital of the world, we celebrate one capital, the city, okay, and which is Kuala Lumpur.
Understood.
So it's Kuala Lumpur Fashion Week.
Okay, now I have one question lagi satu untuk Bob. Balik kepada, you know, kita punya produk kan, produk untuk Super Sunday ni. Kalau kita tengok antarabangsa lagi sekali, ada orang suka buat macam collaboration dengan, you know, singers ataupun rappers. And Bob ada juga mention, Super Sunday pun nak lagi tunjukkan lagi bakat-bakat lokal. Jadi, macam mana, how is it going to work kalau Super Sunday nak collaborate dengan, you know, local singers, local rappers to make a product more quality, more, what would you say,
lebih vast, engage atau orang bersama katakan, dengan anak muda, lebih dikenali.
Anak muda, contohnya macam, you know, Michael Jordan dan sebagainya.
Yes. Okay. So far kita tak ada buat lagi on with celebrity lah. So far kita punya focus more on to create good products. So we engage with different labels, designer, maybe brand lah, local brand, or brand, or maybe for those who are very keen to create products. I say ni baru fasa pertama untuk the brand engage, sebab this is our first year to do collaboration. Kita tak pernah buat like very serious into collaboration. So tahun ni kita aim to learn a lot with those player. And then maybe next platform kita boleh tengok which individual yang very strong character or maybe very into fashion. Sebab kita sangat memilih, bukan memilih lah, I mean kita very selected because the tahun tu tak banyak, kita ada 12 bulan. So every season ada priority dia. So kita kena letak, I mean kena very planning lah. So but in project term, in creative project, memang itu antara direction yang akan pergilah. I mean from brand to individual or community. We are not stopping in any brand lah. So maybe ada like company. So maybe next ada few collaboration beyond brand.
All about collaboration.
Yeah. Can I say something? I think not looking, I look at Super Sunday just not on a domestic level.
Yes.
I think one day, I think the bigger picture is to see the brand Super Sunday collaborating with an international name that collaborates with Super Sunday, and then bang, that's where we see that international standard of what we want to see. Because domestically, we can work. Mm-hmm. Bob can work with anyone that he feels that is right. But what we want, for me, like you said, you know, to see our Malaysian designers and brands
go international.
International. So that's where I see one future collaboration with international names with Super
Sunday. So Andrew and Bob, maybe boleh bagi a little bit of a teaser for KL Fashion Week, some details, how it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, just briefly before we end the show.
Okay, well, KL Fashion Week, Kuala Lumpur Fashion Week, is from the 17th to the 21st of August at our official venue partner, Pavilion Kuala Lumpur. It starts from 12 o'clock right down to 9:30. So please feel free to go and support your Malaysian designers.
And especially Super Sunday akan berlangsung pada hari Ahad. Of course, it's on Sunday
itself. 12 p.m.
Yeah, correct. So I think it's important for, you know, nationwide to support our Malaysian fashion brands and designers, and then from there support the shows.
Okay, itu dia. Banyak sebenarnya kita nak bualkan, tapi itu sahaja masa yang kita ada. Saya Ashraf
dan saya Suraya Mia.
Jumpa lagi. Assalamualaikum. Bye.